College football season is in high gear with the Badgers hosting a non-conference game this Saturday after a 1-1 start.
Our next guest says the immense popularity and the controversy surrounding college football are nothing new. In his book, he traces the rise of college football and the up and down story of the first Wisconsin superstar, a kicker named Pat O'Day.
Dave Revson is the studio host for the Big Ten Network and the author of The Opening Kickoff, The Tumultuous Birth of a Football Nation. Dave, welcome to the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Rob. Great to be with you.
When we think about the challenges, Dave, facing college football nowadays, you know, concussions and recruiting scandals, eligibility questions, people might think, hey, it's not like the good old days, right? It was a simpler time. But you write 1890s, 1915, a lot of these problems were there, maybe even worse than now. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that was what was really fascinating to me. I think you keep hearing in these challenging times that college football is in, and it really is kind of it's an interesting dichotomy with college football because in some ways it's never been healthier than it is right now. I mean, the first ever college football playoff championship game wasn't just the highest rated sports program ever on cable. It was the highest rated program ever on cable. So, I mean, the interest is over the top, and yet all these issues that you were alluding to, and people kind of, there is a tendency, and I don't think this is unique to football in any way, but to say kind of, well, why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? And I think I had this notion, too, of the early years of college football being these kind of well-mannered Ivy Leaguers taking a break from reciting Shakespeare to go kick the football around for a couple hours in front of maybe a few hundred interested onlookers. And it just couldn't have been further from the truth. You know, all of the issues that we're grappling with today in college football really manifested themselves in this period, and also the immense popularity started in that period. I mean, I opened the book with a game in 1893 between Princeton and Yale, played in New York City before 50,000 people, which was twice as many as had ever seen a Major League Baseball game at that point. And one newspaper sent 17 reporters to cover that game. So it was a big deal even then, and it had all these challenges even then.
Apart from the downsides, there's a lot of love from the game. Can you set the scene for us here in Wisconsin? What was support like? What were the games like in a Wisconsin football game?
Right. So the impetus for me doing this book was discovering this story for myself of Pat O'Day. And I think a lot of Wisconsin fans probably know a little bit here and there about Pat O'Day. I kind of stumbled upon his story in a really roundabout way and just became completely swept up by it. I just couldn't believe what a superstar he had been. He played at Wisconsin in the late 1890s. He was the first ever All-American at Wisconsin and really was one of the first superstars of our area, of the Midwest in college football, was a player who was known from coast to coast. And Wisconsin won the first two Big Ten championships, 1896 and 97. O'Day was on the 96 team but actually got hurt. He was far and away the best player on the 1897 team and then played two more years at Wisconsin, getting national acclaim. And it was a huge, huge deal in Madison. I mean, the game really took off in the 1890s in the time that he was there. And that's when it took off, you know, throughout the Midwest. I mean, this was the defining period of college football in the country. There had kind of been this diaspora of coaches from the East to the Midwest. Wisconsin was part of that with Phil King, who had been a great player at Princeton, an All-American quarterback who came to coach Wisconsin. There were similar coaches all throughout what we would now refer to as the Big Ten schools. And the game took off, and people in Madison were completely caught up in it. And that part of it really appealed to me. As someone who covers the Big Ten, obviously I'm the studio host for the Big Ten Network, so I felt like I knew the stories of these schools in and out. But to kind of stumble into this O'Day story and realize there was so much I didn't know, it really sucked me in.
Talking to Dave Revson with the Big Ten Network. He's the author of The Opening Kickoff, The Tumultuous Birth of a Football Nation. Pat O'Day, superstar, he was the kicker. The game was different then. Talk about the kicker as superstar.
Yeah, it is crazy, isn't it, Rob? But, I mean, it's fairly easy to understand. So there are two concepts to grasp. The first one is that a field goal was worth more than a touchdown. So right away you understand the value of a kicker at that point. And that scoring system, and I trace it kind of throughout the course of the book, how the scoring system kind of readjusted through the years in a way that ended up de-emphasizing the kicker and kind of putting them in the place where they are now, or I think they're sometimes kind of scoffed at as a necessary evil in football. But at that time, they were huge stars. There was no substitution, so the kicker would have to play a position. In Pat O'Day's case, he was the fullback on offense, and he was what we would refer to today as the safety, but they called the fullback on defense then too, but the player who played furthest from the line of scrimmage. And he was a great player. He was a phenomenal athlete. In fact, he briefly held a world record in the 300-meter hurdles that he set at a track meet while competing for Wisconsin. So he was a great, great athlete in addition to being this phenomenal kicker. So that was part of it. And then the other thing is there's no forward pass. And so field position was incredibly important. Teams would often punt on first down, so they would get the ball and they'd punt it right back. And so if you had a great kicker, you'd kind of win that battle of field position attrition. You might gain 15 yards on one exchange, 15 yards on another exchange, and then eventually your field position would be so good that you would try to score.
I want to follow Pat O'Day out of his football career. As you say, he was a superstar, nationally known, and then he dropped off the face of the earth. He disappeared.
That was the part that really intrigued me when I read his story. I mean, that was where it went from me to being, wow, this is really interesting, to being, wow, how can I tell this story? What could I do? And, you know, I initially kind of thought, well, maybe we do something with it at BTN, and then I just kind of got into it more and more. Yeah, it's a crazy story. I mean, he was, again, like, just for some people to understand, he was a nationally known star. Everyone across the country knew who he was. When he decided he was going to play his final year, that was a story that was covered in newspapers throughout the country. And so then he kind of is on the fringes of the football world for a while, and then he literally drops off the face of the earth, as far as people know, right around the beginning of World War I. He is indicted for embezzlement in California, where he has moved. A letter is read at that indictment that basically says, you'll never have to deal with me again, the implication being that he's dead. The popular story was that he had been killed in World War I. He was an Australian, which we haven't really touched on, but part of what makes his story so fascinating is he came to the U.S. with no knowledge of our game at all. He was following his brother, who was the crew coach at Wisconsin. The belief was that he had enlisted in the Australian Army and been killed. And then, as you know, Rob, about 15 years later, we learned that that wasn't the story at all. His life just had completely gone off the rails. He disappeared during the time of the indictment and then reappears to incredible acclaim and really a fascinating kind of denouement to his story.
Yeah. As we wrap up, tell us about his return to Wisconsin and his recognition.
Yeah. Well, first of all, there were probably few people in the history of the United States who were more fortunate to live before Google than Pat O'Day, because there's not a single mention made of his indictment when he reappears. He reappears a California newspaper reporter in San Francisco breaks the story of his reappearance. He had been living under an assumed name at a lumber camp in Northern California. He comes back to tremendous acclaim. I mean, it's a huge story in Wisconsin, you know, front page of the Wisconsin State Journal, written about for weeks and weeks. It's incredible that he's been found. Wisconsin invites him back for a homecoming celebration. He comes back. There's a huge celebration, a bonfire with 5,000 people there, and Pat O'Day addressing the audience. He first goes to Chicago, where WGN holds a big gala, and he is the featured speaker there. Then he comes to Milwaukee and then eventually to Madison. He speaks in front of the crowd. He's brought back for the homecoming game against Wisconsin, or against Illinois, I should say, in 34. Illinois nationally ranked. Wisconsin knocks him off. And then from there on in, the rest of his life, Pat O'Day kind of re-enters into popular life. He's, you know, Bob Hope picks the All-American team, and Pat O'Day is there on his show to help him out. When he's dying, President Kennedy writes him a letter in the hospital. I mean, he kind of leads the life that you would have thought he would have led after this great superstar career, lives to be 90 years old. So I tell the broader story of college football, kind of weaving Pat O'Day through it and using him as an example, kind of a micro example of all of these bigger forces that were at work in the game, and then kind of conclude by telling his story, which was absolutely bizarre.
Amazing story. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Rob, my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me.
That was Dave Revson, author of The Opening Kickoff, The Tumultuous Birth of a Football Nation.
Coming up after the news, we'll hear from a guest who's calling for a balanced approach to groundwater management in Wisconsin.